News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
RTE is going to be in front of the Oireachtas Media Committee today answering issues to do with presenter payments and salaries. Member of that committee is Joanna Byrne, who's Sinn Féin TD for Louth and member of the Oireachtas Media Committee. And Joanna, according to the Director General of RTE, your inquiries are disincentivizing their transparency. He said, we have paid a price for transparency in the last controversy in the last couple of days. He said, I've said that all along, if we pay that kind of price when we discover something and we want to put it right and put it in the public domain, it's not an incentive to be more transparent.
Good morning, Anton. And yes, I'm aware of them comments of Mr. Backhurst. And I think today's sitting will be exceptionally interesting with a lot of the eyes watching on it. It's not 3 years since we had similar scandals that rocked RTE previously. And here we are again, despite many, many assurances and commitments given that there wouldn't be, that there'd be improved governance, improved oversight, but there certainly wouldn't be any more financial controversies. This latest one, this reclassification of salaries, I suppose the committee will be looking to tease out if that was a genuine misclassification or if it was a deliberate attempt at hiding the fact that the top brass executives in RTE still think that rules and governance and oversight don't apply to them, and they're continuing to play fast and loose with the public purse.
Well, clearly what the Director General would say is that it is the former and that they are being punished for doing the right thing, that they realised that for 8 years they had been misclassifying the salary and therefore their top 10 list. They moved to correct it, and what they found was they were traduced by the minister, by committees and by other media.
No, I don't agree with that. 8 years is a long time. And for a number of years, this, like everybody, it was said even in the Dáil yesterday by the Taoiseach himself, the dogs in the wild knew that Mr. Mooney was a presenter and not a producer. So I don't accept that. And if it's the case that top level management and RTE have been unaware of this for a number of years, then they're not managing things right. They should be aware of this. And if they were, we need to know when they were aware. Who made this decision? Who knew? When did they know? Why is it only being disclosed now? And if we go dig any further, can they offer reassurances that there isn't any more skeletons in the closet like this? Like, you have to remember that this package of over 700 million that was given to RTE, the bailout, as many call it, and I'm conscious that some of the workers in RTE don't like that term bailout. But that bailout funding expires next year. And Mr. Backhurst has an opportunity today to convince the committee that to be confident in recommending an extension of this funding to continue to government. And if they don't, who foots the bill on this?
Can I ask, in respect of the transparency issue, as it stands now in the top 10 list, that list now only relates to presenters. It doesn't relate to top earners. So 8 of the top earners aren't in the top 10 earning list. Should they be?
Well, I suppose it depends on what their agreements are. Like, do we have confidence in this list at all? Are the top 10 earners, are they genuine earners on a pay scale? If they work their way up the pay scale, I don't think anybody would have issue with that. But I think the fundamental issue for people here is there's side deals being done that people are earning X amount on a certain part of a pay scale and they're being topped up by additional discretionary top-ups. So they're on a pay scale for being a producer with a presentation top-up. I don't think people have a problem with government paying for a public service broadcast, but it shouldn't be used to facilitate side deals like this. So I believe there needs to be transparency.
Joanna, just to clarify, the question that I'm asking is, you now have a situation where your top earners are no longer broadcasters, they're administrators, but they don't show up in the list. Should they be listed? Because 8 of your top 10 are in admin, not broadcasting.
Yeah, I think anybody with a public facing role certainly should have their pay scales divulged. Everybody knows what I earn. Everybody knows what the Taoiseach earns. I think anybody who is a public facing role, but certainly this is a big question and it's something the committee will probably delve into in depth. particularly after this hearing. And this is a timely hearing. RTE were supposed to be in for a different reason, and unfortunately this is probably going to monopolise the sitting. But I think the committee is going to be keen to make recommendations around the full transparency of high-level earners. I think it's something that will have to be done going forward.
Joanna, thank you very much. Joanna Byrne, Sinn Féin TD for Louth and member of the Oireachtas Media Committee.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.